Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. Do hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon, getting ready for the weekend, not far away. Your weather's going to be a little bit on the chilly side tonight. Middle 40s, ramping back up tomorrow, a lot of sunshine, middle 60s. Austin Price is all over this stuff, and he'll be in less than 3 or 4 minutes to update us on the latest weather situations. And you know, the folks over at PNS getting ready for the holiday rush, they're saying Tuesday's going to be your day. Probably the worst day to start dealing with this thing here. But transportation officials are now giving an update on what to expect at airports ahead of the busy holiday travel season. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on the story.
At Reagan International, one of the nation's expected busy airports over the Thanksgiving holiday, transportation leaders with a message.
While we know everyone wants to get to their final destination as quickly as possible, our priority is to get you there safely.
FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker joining Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and TSA Administrator David Pekoski to say that air travel is safer than ever. TSA says to be prepared if you're flying and to get to airports early, and that it's 10 busiest travel days in the agency's history have all happened this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, 512, News Radio 92.3. Just looking at the board here, I want to tie this in. Of course, in the afternoons, we kind of check out PNS for you. In case you have to pick somebody up at the airport, you don't have to waste a lot of time in terms of late flights. Hey, the board's looking great today. There's one flight of concern that I want to pass on. It's coming up out of Orlando, Silver Flight 6710. That's your touchdown time. Now delayed until about 8:30. So think about that if you have to pick up somebody. And also, there's a flight later this afternoon, say evening tonight, coming up out of Houston. It's Southwest 2567. Touchdown time, 9:35, now about 10:30, so about an hour spread on that one. And, you know, we had Matt Coughlin, airport director, executive director of Pensacola International, on the show on Wednesday. And he, if you took anything out of what we were discussing yesterday, here was the critical thing he discussed. Contact your carrier before heading out to the airport.
Very important advice for sure. Also, just want to take a moment to let you know, while it's on my mind, we are giving away one final pair of tickets to Florida State Charleston Southern. We will be giving those away in about 15 minutes from now. So right before the Fox News break, right before 5:30, we will be giving those away. And I do have a prompt here. It is a question, but it's a very simple one. Don't worry. Or at least I sure hope it's simple. But yeah, we'll be giving away that pair of tickets that you can text in to win in about 15 minutes.
Okay, as we were telling you, we're keeping you updated on the latest developments with Matt Gaetz and his withdrawal from the AG position. You know, he still could return to the House. The way this thing's playing out, and there's a lot of different variables that we're discussing. Fox's Chad Pegram is on Capitol Hill with more details.
You had Matt Gaetz resigned from Congress last week. And in his letter that was read on the House floor, he said, I do not intend to serve in the new Congress. Well, here's what's interesting. He was duly elected to the new Congress just a couple of weeks ago. So even though he wrote that letter and is not a member of the House of Representatives right now, he could write back to the clerk and say, sorry, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to go through the confirmation process to be the Attorney General, and I do intend to serve in the new Congress.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if he takes up that offer. Just about 5:15 here, we'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, it's a pretty busy hour one, I must say. We still have a lot going on right now. 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Still have some backups there. Also have some issues going both ways on 9 Mile near Pine Forest Road. Beyond that, it's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile and a little bit of issues on this is Blue Angel Parkway, actually, if you are traveling northbound coming from Highway 98. And those are just the biggest spots in Pensacola. We've also got issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach and Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound towards the Tiger Point area. And then Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and continuing towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 60 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day. Similar to today, a little bit cooler, actually, though. High of 62, low of 43. Sunny, clear.
Okay, 516 News Radio 92.3, and you were talking about the Gulf Breeze Parkway thing. The backups extend almost all the way back to the Gulf Islands National Seashore to Riverside or Tiger Point Lane. That's right there as a reference point. The Lowe's, Walmart stores, and the Garcon Bridge entrance at that side. That's where it really starts to mess up. Really bad on that side.
You're talking like you live around there.
Well, I do, and I have to traverse that every now and then, but I for the folks who don't have to deal with the first part of, if you're like east on Highway 98 east of, say, the Walmart or the Lowe's, you're heading down towards Navarre, shoot Garcon. Give yourself a break and stop the headaches and the lane shifts and all. It's a much smoother ride. Yeah, it'll cost you $2.75, but believe me, it'll help your head a whole lot on this side. You know, I love talking about nice people. Met this guy.
Awesome.
I met this guy, I guess, 15 years ago or so. He was principal over Pensacola High School. Escambia School Board member David Williams has been selected to the 24-25 board as the board chair. Representing District 3, Williams has served on the board since 2022 and was vice chair in 23. Board newcomer Thomas Harrell, who represents District 5, was selected as the vice chair. But I did have a chance to meet Mr. Williams. Really class act. And good for him. Glad he got that board chair position.
Yeah, glad to hear that. Absolutely. All righty, 517 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got the CEO of Santa Rosa Medical Center moving on to greener pastures and what that means for the SRMC. But also, we got those tickets to Florida State and Charleston Southern that we are giving away right before the Fox News break. That and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you, and the way He does that is primarily through His Word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposit, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the sign-in drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through BCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about this mistrial declared over a juror performing crossword puzzles in the jury box and in the deliberation room. My thoughts about that. We finally heard some commentary from Matt Gaetz about the ongoing process of seeking Senate confirmation for the Attorney General position. Got to hear from the new Escambia County commissioners who have taken their seat and whether morning or nighttime is the correct time to apply deodorant. Listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, this is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Beach Boys?
Yes.
Boy, my memory's going. What a great track. Haven't heard that one in a while. Where did you find that at?
I first heard it on The Big Bang Theory.
Hey, we also got we were sitting here and getting ready to come out of this break. I look up, Brent Lane's walking in the door.
Yeah,
I guess
giving us something.
And if you didn't see the awards last night, Brent, Mel were there. Look, he's there at the door. He's just walking in here. Hey, could you come here for just a quick second? Brent Lane's joining us now on Pensacola right now, and there you are. Last night in Nashville, big time stuff.
It was a lot of fun. It was one of the best shows I've seen in a long time, and certainly it was an honor to be there to represent Pensacola.
What about the diversity now in the country music arena? I mean, the names of some of these artists that are really making a mark.
Talk about Shaboozy?
Yeah.
Well, his real name is Collins.
Okay. Okay.
His last name, he's Nigerian, actually. Okay. He grew up here, but his parents are Nigerian. And so his real last name, everybody just started calling him Shaboozy. Shaboozy because they couldn't pronounce it.
Kind of like when Shamukla. He was
right. Yeah. So that's where Shaboozy came from. But he actually been working in country music for about 10 years. He obviously went viral with that song, bar song, Tipsy. And it was huge. Hey, there was a little drama last night when one of Cody Johnson's writers seemingly took a shot at him. But
Hey, listen, this isn't your first rodeo. You've done these things. Was this the third award, wasn't
this
it?
This is the third CMA Station of the Year for Cat Country 97.
Okay, give me the best thing about last night, in your opinion, after having gone through this thing before.
So the truth is, this is the 20th year anniversary for Cat Country 98.7, and so to wrap it up with a CMA award, I think is very, it's very potent. And it was awesome to see Dave and Mary Hoxing go on stage and accept this award and be able to say that 20 years ago, the station went from having no power ever to a transmitter to turning it on and accepting the third overall fourth CMA award over the last 20 years. And, you know, man, it's been an honor to work here and be a part of that.
I was doing your news back in 7, 8, yeah, yeah. and 9,
that's
at,
right.
back at that point. And I remember you guys were out in the middle of the woods.
That's true. The radio station is a 1,000-foot tower, and you can't put a 1,000-foot tower in the middle of town near an airport. So we have a tower that's out in, as you said, the middle of the woods. And the technology finally caught up to where we were able to finally broadcast around. The location, if you know where we're located, we're right at the corner of I-10 and 110. Right. When they bought this building, this is the old Darrell's restaurant,
sure.
that overpass wasn't there. So the original plan was, and they, you know, they bought this building, what, 86? No, that's not true. Like 96 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
Larry Butler is still around.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So when they decided they were going to put the fly-in over, the height of this overpass is higher than the roof of this building. Because the original plan and the way radio works is you take these big microwave dishes mm-hmm. and you put one on the tower and you put one in the broadcast location. You connect the two and they forever sound amazing. Well, this is higher than that. So we went through this process of, oh, man, we have to build another tower. Anyway, thanks to 5G, it finally caught up enough to where we have technology that makes it so we're not in the woods anymore.
Listen, you made Pensacola very proud last night.
I appreciate
it. It was so amazing. You know, when local guys like you and Mel and, you know, hey, that's an accomplishment. People don't realize how hard it is to do what you guys do.
You're very kind to say. The Country Music Awards are really about, they kind of, when you're submitting for something like that, we are looking at, they talk about your involvement in your community, your entertainment value, and then how do you benefit or help country music move forward. And so we've always taken a honor thy artist perspective. And so we have, over the years, developed so many relationships with people who have come and helped and tried to give us, you know, pour into our community. And so we pour back into them. And you know, coming up this weekend is Miracle on Palafox. So we've got a couple of artists we got to talk to this week while we were broadcasting from there who are coming, donating their time.
Right.
And thanks to Gulf Winds, they're underwriting the whole show. And then we're going to present the largest check we've ever presented at Miracle on Palafox, the United Way of West Florida, kick off our Christmas Wishes program. And they'll help with all the vetting. So
just great stuff.
Thank you.
Brent Lane, Cat Country 98.7. And it all started with a hurricane.
That's really true. So when the station signed on, we were a very rare station, right? 98.7 had a signal that was awarded by the FCC to Dave and Mary Hoxing. And it didn't sign on until 2003. They got the award in 86, and you know, through the process of trying to do it, you got to talk about persistence. And so when we signed on in 2003, we literally signed on, well, technically January 1st, 2004, we literally signed on with nobody listening except for Mary in her car to make sure the signal worked. And over the course of, you know, the next 8 months, we were giving away stuff, and all you had to do is just call. But in September 16th of 2004, Hurricane Ivan hit. And at that time, obviously devastating for our community, and there was only, like, for 3 days, it was the only radio tower still in operation. So a lot of people, you know, we were able to help people get their water. I'll never forget my first day on the job. Somebody who had no idea who I was came up with a tear in their eye and said, thank you for what you did during Ivan. And I got here a little after Ivan, but it always set with me that success through service was a big model for the radio station. That's what we would do for the rest of our years.
You're absolutely right, and thank you for your time tonight. Thanks for stopping, and what did you bring in this? You brought a guitar or something.
Yes, we have a guitar that's going in the radio station signed by all the artists.
Right.
But I also brought John Pickens' Moonshine back from
Nashville.
There you
go. There you go. Got it.
You call him tomorrow morning, right. And you tell him, I brought you all of your moonshine, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Brent Lane, have a great night tonight.
Hey, thank you, guys.
And thank you for stopping in. Appreciate that. Great job. And catch Brent and Mel tomorrow morning over at Cat Country 98.7. Here we go.
I'm going to put a quick pitch in for Phil the Mayflower, which starts tomorrow morning. We're live at 5,
absolutely.
Out at the mall, so please come see us.
Right
absolutely.
Across from Ascension Sacred Heart. We'll see you over there. Yeah, we're getting ready and ramp it up for that. Go. I know you're dying to give these tickets away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That is what you call live radio right there. Brent walked in to drop something off. Hey, you want to be on air real quick? Come on. All right, he got a pair.
Listen, when there's talent in the room, you don't let them go.
That is true, apparently. All righty, pair of tickets. I'm just going to keep the question as simple as possible. We're giving away a pair of tickets to FSU Charleston Southern. They play this weekend, Saturday, November 23rd. All righty. The question is, where's Charleston Southern located? What state is it in?
The state of confusion.
Yeah, focus on, yeah, don't focus on their record because your answer will be the state of mediocrity. What state on the U.S. map are they in? I'll give you a hint. Charleston. Where's that? If you can tell me the state that Charleston is in at 850-437-1620, just text in 850-437-1620. Give me that answer. You can win these tickets here. But no, I'm still laughing because Brent was trying to be as quiet as possible. Hey, just going to drop this
I
off real quick.
Didn't I?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you didn't even ask. You said, come got Brent Lane in here. My goodness.
Well, he knew the routine.
Well, and he's a pro because I would have been stuttering my behind. Mind off if I was in that position.
Listen, like I told you, I was his news guy for 3 years or so.
Yeah.
And
he knows how you operate.
So, you know, and he's, when you think about professionals in this industry of radio, Brent Lane's name comes up.
That is true.
He is absolutely, and you know what the great thing is about Brent Lane?
What's that?
Because you get it, you know, hey, listen, he's very popular, very well known around here. But he is the most down-to-earth person you will ever meet on this planet. Brent Lane, Cat Country, 98.7.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. It's 16 days since the election, and now we finally get a concession in Pennsylvania as the Democratic incumbent Bob Casey has conceded the race to Dave McCormick, a Republican. This victory boosts the party's majority in the upper chamber of the Senate. There had been a recount going on in Pennsylvania, but again, Bob Casey, the incumbent Democratic senator, conceding the race to Republican Dave McCormick. President-elect Donald Trump is looking for a new attorney general nominee. Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz withdrawing his nomination. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson on the Fox News Channel says,
I will basically support his nominees unless I see something very disqualifying in the background. Again, it's up to him. I'm not going to, you know, from the sidelines, just start suggesting people.
Well, Gaetz's nomination was surrounded with controversy with a health ethics committee investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. BJ's Wholesale Club is announcing their first membership fee increase since 2018. The wholesaler did so after reporting their third quarter results today. The fee increase will go into effect on January 1st. Shares of BJ's are up slightly in after-hours trading. Shares of India's Adani Group plunged after its billionaire chairman, Gautam Adani, was indicted in a New York federal court yesterday. The 62-year-old billionaire and others are accused of paying over $250 million in bribes to Indian government officials to help secure solar energy contracts. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining 461, good enough for growth of more than 1%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were up slightly. Elon Musk's Neuralink says it's received approval to launch its first clinical trial in Canada for a device designed to give those who are paralyzed the ability to use digital devices. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Assuming Aaron Rodgers isn't back with the Jets in 2025, then where is he going to play next season? If you squint really hard, maybe you could see him with the Indianapolis Colts or even the Las Vegas Raiders. And if that's the best I can envision, then Aaron, who turns 41 on December 2nd, should finish out the season, then walk away from the NFL and enjoy retirement. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? we have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Florida Blue and Egg Fest Pensacola invite you to a healthy grilling celebration tomorrow, 11:30 to 2, at the local Florida Blue Center at 1680 Airport Boulevard. Meet the Florida Blue healthcare team and enjoy watching the expert chefs at work. Open enrollment has started, and choosing the right health plan is simple. When you work with Pensacola's Florida Blue Center, find your health solution at Airport and 9th.
While supplies last, even attendance is required. Parent or guardian must be present with children. Policies and limitations and exclusions. La Crosse Blue Shield of Florida Incorporated, DBA Florida Blue.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is. Yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This just breaking, and I don't have a lot of meat or substance to the story yet, but it looks like Trump is going to nominate Pam Bondi for the Attorney General's position. This just breaking from Washington, and I just don't have, all I've got is a tease here, but Pam Bondi is under consideration for the Attorney General position that Matt Gaetz just withdrew from.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's keeping it in Florida.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. That one may be more popular. Based on how you're reacting, if your reaction is at all...
I think she's hoped. Oh, she's qualified.
That's the thing.
What
so
a great
if,
choice.
If your reaction is any indication, I'm going to assume that she will be more popular amongst some Republican politicians than Matt Gaetz was, if I had to guess.
Well, yeah, and I have to kind of laugh at your face a little bit.
Why is that?
Not in your face, but
the universally.
Exactly. There you go. But remember the naysayer said before the election, Trump doesn't let any smart women around him. Mm. He's circling. His whole team is smart women, absolutely smart women without the baggage. So, there you go, Pam Bondi.
All right.
I'm going to follow it. So get ready to break in that button over there in a minute. As soon as I get some information, I'll pass it on to you.
All righty. Well, you know what? Since I didn't get to traffic and weather about 13 minutes ago. We'll get it now. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups in several spots, actually. On Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile, and on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards that same area. Also have some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, is still very heavily backed up, and so is Highway 90 in two spots. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 60 degrees, still low of 44. Tomorrow, beautiful Friday, high of 62, low of 43, sunny clear skies.
All right, it's 540 News Radio 92.3. You know, living in New Orleans, I got a chance to meet some interesting people. One of those people happened to have been Ellen DeGeneres.
Really?
Ellen, I knew Ellen's brother, Vance DeGeneres. He was a member of a band, a local band called The Cold in New Orleans. But he went on to be a producer for Ellen's TV show. Why am I bringing this up to you at this time?
I don't know.
Well, because Ellen and Porta De Rossi have left the United States.
Wow, really?
Following President-elect Trump's presidential win, they said, we're leaving. Well, they're leaving. Fox's Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia De Rossi have fled the U.S. and have landed in southwest England. The couple left the U.S. following the election of former President Donald Trump for a second term. Sources close to the couple told TMZ that they decided to get the hell out of the country immediately following the president-elect's victory over Kamala Harris, who they supported. The pair are reportedly very disillusioned with the news. According to TMZ, they purchased the property before the 2024 election. In light of the move, the couple, who tied the knot in 2008, are reportedly planning to list their home in Montecito, California. This comes after a flood of celebrities said they were leaving the country following the election. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I want you to keep up with that list of the flood of celebrities leaving the country, if you don't mind.
Well, you know what? I've always said, because, I mean, I don't plan on going anywhere. Not only that, I don't have the financial means, even if I wanted to. But I will say, I've always been able to respect somebody if they back it up. I have no problem if you're like, you know what? I want to leave this country. And then you do.
Go.
Yeah. It's what bugs people is when you say you're going to leave and then you don't. And we know someone like Ellen, for example, would have the financial means to do so. So if she were to stay after saying she'd leave or whatever, I would understand why that would bug people. But hey, she wants to leave. That's great. Good for her.
I don't know why that's making news.
I mean, I don't know. Probably because it's a surprise to see a celebrity actually do it.
You're probably right. You know, you and I have a chance to chat in the afternoons sometime about the Gulf Breeze Zoo and how impressed we are with this thing. And I always talk about going down 98 East, just as you pass the zoo, look off to the right, and you can see the enclosure for all of the giraffes. You can see their heads sticking up over the big fences and all, you know?
Right.
Very impressive sight. Well, get this. This is kind of sad, actually. The giraffe is about to join the endangered species list, and Fox's Ted Linder has an explanation.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to add giraffes to the Endangered Species Act. Giraffe populations in Africa have experienced a dramatic decline. This will mark the first time the species would receive formal protection under the law. The U.S. proposal includes new funding opportunities for giraffe conservation in African countries. The giraffe population has fallen sharply from more than 150,000 individuals in 1985 to around 98,000 in 2015. The move aims to reduce giraffe poaching by limiting the importation of giraffe body parts and products such as rugs, jewelry, and shoes made from their remains. Ted Linder, Fox News.
Remember, you mentioned something about that. You did a story a couple of days ago about body parts of giraffes. Do you remember that?
Yes, I did.
And we couldn't figure out what they were going to use.
Because the White House was trying to put the kibosh on that stuff. And I was like, imported things with giraffe body parts? Like, what's the context of that?
I think the only thing we got out of our conversation on that, they spit a lot.
Yes, yeah. Which can be confused with multiple animals.
Exactly.
So we learned nothing. But yeah, no, in all seriousness, it's very unfortunate to hear something like that. Also, I had hinted at this before our segment that actually ended up having an impromptu interview with Cat Country's Brent Lane.
We'd like to thank him for stopping in.
Oh, yes. Once again, thank you to him. Let's see. Where did I put it? Let's see. Oh, well, my goodness. Where is this headline here? You know what, Chris? I'm gonna tag you in. Get back to me.
You mean you're gonna defray the whole play to me, right?
Yes. Actually, you know what? While you were saying that, I found it. The CEO of the Santa Rosa Medical.
Wait. I'm all ready to go with Knuckle. I'm so sorry.
The CEO of the Santa Rosa Medical Center is leaving to take a job in Alabama. SRMC says that Justin Serrano's last day is going to be December 6th. He's moving to Huntsville to take a job with Crestwood Medical Center. SRMC says that current North Okaloosa Medical Center CEO Mike Nordness will serve as their interim until they find a replacement for Serrano. Nordness will be responsible for both hospitals as they search for a new exec.
That's interesting. So he's leaving here to go to Huntsville. Isn't that the home of the Rocket Trash Dog baseball team that we play?
I know what you're talking about.
The Rocket.
Is it the Trash Pandas?
That's what it is.
Because that's what people call raccoons, Trash Pandas.
And I didn't know that. I said, hey, the heck with this all?
Yeah, what the heck's a Trash Panda?
Well, there's been more fun and laughter in the skies over America. Yes, there are. Some travelers on a recent American Airlines flight took matters into their own hands to deal with an unruly passenger. Well, Fox has more on the details.
An out-of-control passenger reportedly charging a flight attendant and trying to open a plane door in midair on Tuesday's flight from Milwaukee to Dallas. Police say the man got up and told an attendant that he needed to get off the plane. When the crew member said that wasn't possible, he got angrier and rushed the staffer to try to reach the cabin door. Some fellow passengers restrained him with duct tape. An investigation is ongoing. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. What's up? Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought I was getting something in my ear. It wasn't. The false alarm, folks. All righty. Looking at the roads here, we've got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also on 9 Mile, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, got some issues there. And if you are traveling right where North Davis meets Scenic, so right as you're about to head over the water on Highway 90 towards Pace, right in front of UWF, got some congestion in that area as well. On top of that, it's all the other areas we've been talking about. Downtown Pensacola does have some backups. This is going to be at the intersection of Gregory Street. And it's also going to be near Chase Street, as a matter of fact. Forgive me. And, man, beyond that, it's just some more of the usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River. Whew, did you follow that? As for the weather, 60 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 62, low of 43. Another sunny, clear introduction to your weekend.
News Radio 92.3, once again, thanks to Brent Lane for stopping in, gave us a kind of a recap on what happened to the CMAs last night up in Nashville.
Yes.
I'm surprised to see our teams back in. Everybody kind of floated back in the studio today. But he also brought to mind something I did not want to forget to pass on to you. The annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive getting underway November 22nd. What day is that? Tomorrow. So be ready for that. Help fill the Mayflower this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, vets, and individuals in need, of course. The event is brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7 with media partner WEAR-TV. And, of course, we do this in the parking lot of Cardova Mall, which is right across the street from Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital.
All righty. And also, we had this story in the health, business, and science section. I mentioned this last hour, but it's nonetheless a pretty severe thing to be concerned about, a pretty big head scratcher, but also kind of points towards a bigger issue. A Florida man under arrest for allegedly plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. Court documents say Haroon Abdul Malik Yener of Coral Springs wanted to reset the U.S. government. He was arrested Wednesday and charged with attempting to use an explosive device to damage or destroy a building used in interstate commerce. He got on the FBI's radar back in February because FBI agents received a tip that he was storing bomb-making schematics in a storage unit, and the complaint says he targeted the week of November 18th as the date to carry out the bombing.
5:48, News Radio 92.3, coming up in less than 90 seconds. I'm going to have that story on Pam Bondi potentially becoming the new attorney general. We'll talk about that. But first, I do really want to – this AI stuff is very fascinating and kind of somewhat out of my ballpark. But I'm interested. Microsoft wants to give AI chatbots a new title. Okay, Fox's Eben Brown has the report.
Microsoft is envisioning a world where businesses make use of software-based intelligence that can be working around the clock. It was a big discussion this week at their Ignite conference in Chicago. Imagine an AI agent tasked with checking shipping information or processing customer returns without ever needing to take breaks. Such a model is referred to as agentic AI. Other companies already offer such AI to business customers, though some are wondering if Microsoft is just trying to rebrand its efforts in artificial intelligence, citing the lack of interest by consumers in its Copilot AI. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay, I told you that I was going to stay on top of this Bondi story just breaking moments ago after former Representative Matt Gaetz withdrew himself from consideration for Attorney General. President-elect Donald Trump today, this afternoon, minutes ago, announcing that he was selecting Pam Bondi, Florida's former Attorney General, as his replacement. And so Trump is saying in a statement, "I am proud to announce former Attorney General of the great state of Florida, Pam Bondi, as our next Attorney General of the United States." This is a developing story, and I will have more for you as the afternoon goes along.
All righty. Just about 5:50 here. We'll get you a quick check of the Wall Street numbers, especially since we mentioned the stock exchange just a moment ago. Wall Street closing with stocks higher at the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, at the closing bell, excuse me. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 461 points to 43,870. The S&P 500 rose by 31 points to 59,48. And the NASDAQ gained 6 points to 18,972.
Okay, there's a big thing happening here, and it's happening coming up on, I believe, Saturday. Free community health care on the way. Remote area medical introducing a pop-up health clinic at the fairgrounds. The dates, November 23rd and 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no requirements for insurance or ID.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Oh, and it's great to, especially if you do not have the funds to take care of yourself.
Yes, that's absolutely
free medical care here is on the way. So take advantage of this. Again, no requirements for insurance or ID. Get up, get to the fairgrounds, and take care of business.
For sure. 5:51 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, you know, Chris, I've told you before, President-elect Trump, love him or hate his politics. He is very good at marketing himself, and he's had some pretty creative ways to do that in the past, but he has since come up with another. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You've got a Pepto predicament, moviegoer.
Hey, I can hear your stomach grumbling.
Sorry, I ate that entire tub of popcorn with extra butter.
You overdid it, and now your movie has turned into a blockbuster bellyache. Undo it with Pepto.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can focus on the action on the big screen instead of in your stomach. When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price and somebody.
Clean Bandit is the official artist.
Okay.
That song came out years ago. It was 2014. It's 10 years old this year, but man, that song was huge.
Oh, darn, I missed it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right, big story today. Let me just go ahead and let you know about it. After Matt Gaetz withdrew himself from consideration for the AG's position, President-elect Trump has announced just minutes ago, and I mean just minutes ago, that he was selecting Pam Bondi, Florida's former attorney general, as his replacement. And as we get more information to pass along, we will do that. But again, breaking news this afternoon on News Radio 92.3, Pam Bondi, Florida's former attorney general, has now been tapped as Matt Gaetz's replacement.
All righty, 5:55 on the nose here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Let's see. Still got a lot going on. And that's saying something, especially when it's almost 6 o'clock. Still got some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area. Highway 90, if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And in the downtown Pensacola areas, if you are traveling southbound on Palafox towards Cervantes or northbound on Palafox coming from Cervantes, we've got some issues going both ways there and some downtown on Gregory Street. So be on the lookout for all of that. As for the weather, 60 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 62, low of 43.
5:56 News Radio 92.3. Do you watch The Simpsons?
Very rarely.
Okay. I've been watching them for, gosh, seems like 3 decades now.
Because it has been.
That's probably the reason why. voice of the Simpsons is, they're gonna hang up her microphone. She's calling it quits. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more information on who we're talking about.
Pamela Hayden is retiring after 35 years as Milhouse, Bart Simpson's childhood best friend.
This is where I come to cry. Cool.
The 70-year-old also voiced Jimbo Jones, Rod Flanders, Janie, and Malibu Stacy. Hayden will sign off from The Simpsons on November 24th in a Treehouse of Horror episode. In a statement, the voice actress says, "It's been an honor and a joy to have worked on such a funny, witty, and groundbreaking show." The Simpsons creator Matt Groening says she made Milhouse hilarious and real, and says casting for her characters is planned. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Some of the funniest scenes that I have seen of The Simpsons involved Milhouse. So that's
my favorite thing with The Simpsons is down at Universal, the ride.
I've been on it, I believe.
I love the ride because the last thing, and they're doing the loops in there, and he goes, the voice, it comes in here. They always end up through the gift store. The last part of this ride is always through the gift store to get you to buy something.
5:57 here. We hinted at this before the break. President-elect Trump is selling signed Make America Great Again guitars for as much as $11,000. Signed MAGA guitars. He posted a photo on Truth Social advertising a limited edition 45 guitar for sale on the website gettrumpguitars.com. The website says pricing is subject to change based on availability. Because remember, a little while back he had those, Trump shoes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and absolutely. those sold. So I guess if you are a guitarist and you are a right winger, then I guess this is where you go.
Okay, I don't think you have to be a right, left, or middle winger.
You could just be a collector.
Absolutely. And I think it was last hour you were telling me about Elton John's Broadway show being a flop. They shut it down, went dark. Well, there's another. They say buzzy opening night tonight during a busy season on Broadway. Maybe this one will make it. Camp Classic is getting a musical makeover, and Fox's Ashley Dvorkin has the details.
Stepping into roles made famous on screen by Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn. Broadway vets Megan Hilty and Jennifer Simard play friends turned frenemies in a musical adaptation of the 1992 comedy Death Becomes Her.
Our Helen always worrying.
Theaterly, editor-in-chief Kobe Casale.
We have Megan Hilty, who many might know from Smash, as well as Jen Simard, who is just one of the funniest Broadway actresses to date.
The musical also stars Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child in the Isabella Rossellini role.
It is true musical theater comedy, gold perfection.
I have a secret you would die for.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
You know, when you do Broadway plays, I'm always amazed at the miking and how they mic these actors on stage.
Yeah.
The miking's so clear, and it's just so doggone good. And you know, when you're watching Broadway and you're seeing these magnificent artists sing, to me, I say, how does that come out of their mouth? You know what I'm saying? It's just so beautiful. Anyway, Broadway, that's one. Maybe that show will make it. We know the Elton John show is dark. They've put that one to bed. Do you remember the name of it?
Wasn't it just called Tammy Faye? It was about Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah, exactly what it was. Great memory.
Yeah, thank you. Great it's almost memory. Like I got a script.
So Elton John has to take all of his billions and put them away for a while, I guess.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.